Hi guys, this is the Solo Thong and I'm your host, Booty Floss. So in this episode, instead of telling a story, I'm going to be doing Unpopular Opinions School Edition. So I start school tomorrow, and it's online through Canvas and Zoom, I believe. Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. This school district isn't really communicating with us as much as I would like, because I honestly have no idea what I'm supposed to do tomorrow. Like, I know I have to go pick up my textbooks, but other than that, I have no idea what to do, like, for the actual online school. Here, I'll tell you guys my schedule. So, I have six classes. Yeah, I have six classes, and I am taking Algebra 2, AP US History, AP English Language Arts 11, Chemistry, Mixed Choir, and Psychology. And I mean, I'm fine with all of those classes except for choir because, first of all, I can't sing. Choir was one of my, like, third or fourth backup elective options. And second of all, if it's going to be online, how are we going to be synchronizing or singing or anything like that? How am I actually going to learn how to sing if it's not in person? You know? But anyways, this is supposed to be Unpopular Opinions, so... Okay, so I know that some schools actually have, like, good guidance counselors, but all the guidance counselors that I've ever talked to in middle school and high school, they have never done anything for me, like, at all. Like, last year, my parents wanted me to take some summer online college classes to get some college credit because, you know, that way, if you build up enough college credit, you can do, like, one or two less years of college. You know, like, I know people who have done that themselves. They only take 2 years of undergrad instead of the whole four, and that's obviously saving a lot of money. That's cutting half of your undergrad tuition in half, and I wanted to at least try to get some, like, college credits that I could cut, like, at least a semester off, if not one whole year. And so I went to go talk to my guidance counselor about what I should, like, what classes I should take over the summer. And because this, it's like their field, you know, they literally have a job in this field, so they should know this kind of stuff. And I asked him what I should be taking. And he was like, oh, so you want to take your classes over summer and get ahead in high school? And I was like, no, that's not what I want to do, because if I do that, I know I'm not actually going to properly learn any of it. I want to take college classes that won't interfere with my actual high school, like, classes. And he was like, oh, well, you can take art. And I was like, can they be academic? Because taking an art class isn't going to help me in college if my, like, major and minors have nothing to do with art, you know? Like, it's not like any class, it's not like all classes have the same college credit, you know? And I was like, no, I mean, are there any, like, classes that I can take, like, dual enrollment classes and stuff like that, that I can take over summer, but it won't, like, really affect my schedule for next year, because I don't want it to affect my schedule for next year at all, because I want to, like, actually properly learn stuff. And he was like, oh, well, not really. Unless you want to take physics over summer. But that's not what I was asking at all. Like, I explained it to him three times and he barely even understood my question. And then he was like, yeah, you can take, like, art classes, but that's about it. And I told him that I was fine because, like, we live in a small town. And I told him I was fine going, like, driving 32 minutes to an hour away to go to, like, a bigger college to take the classes if I can't take them online. And he was like, well, I don't really know about this area of classes. And I was like, this is your job. How do you not know about this? And then, so then I didn't take any online college classes over the summer because I literally got no help with it at all. And then even if I'm like, even if you have to ask them to change your schedule, it takes like a week for them to get back to you and be like, oh yeah, here, this is what you can do. And half the time you can't even get help changing your schedule because it'll be like, oh, sorry, the classes are full. You should have asked earlier. But I literally asked as soon as possible. And like during close to the end of sophomore year, I got like every sophomore went through it, and you go to your guidance counselor and they talk about like your grades and how you're doing and your future and stuff like that. And so I went up to the guidance counselor. It wasn't my normal guidance counselor, it was someone else, and she was like talking about it, and she was like, oh, so you're taking these classes, and she was like, oh, so you want to take these classes next year. And like it didn't really help me at all, because it's most I think it was mostly like only helpful to kids who don't have such good grades. And she was like, oh wow, you have a 4.3 GPA, all like A's, that's really good. And I was like, yeah. And I thought we would talk about like good colleges, because I want to go into the veterinary field. And I like asked her about that, and she was like, well, what colleges are on your like list that you want to apply to? And I told her that so far the only one that like I've actually liked and that's like suited to my needs is UC Davis. And she was like, oh yeah, that's a good one. And then and she was like, yeah, you should just go for that one. You're supposed to have like six or seven different colleges that you apply to, and she's literally telling me that this one is good. Like, where is the help in that at all? Like, that was literally just a waste of time. I wasted like 30 minutes of class time where I could have actually been learning, because I got called up during an AP class. So I could have actually been learning something, taking notes and stuff. And instead, I'm talking to this girl and she's literally just like, oh, yes, wow, like reviewing my transcript and stuff like that. Even though we just went over that last week and it did not help me at all. And another, like, unpopular opinion is like how the school addresses like pads and tampons and stuff like that. So there are dispensers in the like girls' restrooms for pads and tampons, except I have never seen them full. They've always been empty. Like, I've never seen them like actually having anything in them. They're always empty. But if you go to like the nurse's office and you ask for them, you have to pay for them. I don't know how much. It's probably only like 25 cents, but still, you still have to pay. And like, if you like, I know some people don't carry money on them like at all, not even 25 cents at school. So if you have no money on you, you just have to sit there and bleed. Like, that makes no sense. And why are you making us pay for them if there are literally free dispensers in the bathroom? Like, fill those up. And also, we're not allowed to call home for a change of clothes. Like, I mean, I've never done it myself, but like that's what I've heard, that if you ask them it like to call your parents and have them bring something in, and like the people in the office ask you like what's the reason, and you tell them a change of clothes, you're not allowed to do it. Which makes absolutely no sense. Like, what if a girl has completely bled through her clothes? And because if you don't realize that you just started your period, then like you'll probably bleed through your clothes, and then putting in a tampon or a pad isn't gonna like immediately get rid of all the blood on your clothes. That's not how it works, you know? And so like obviously you're gonna have to either call your parents for a change of clothes or keep a backup change of clothes in your backpack, which not everyone does because we barely have enough space in our backpacks as it is. And I don't carry a backup change of clothes in my backpack. I just carry extra pads and some underwear, but I don't carry extra pants in there. And so if I like last year I almost completely bled through my clothes, and I had to like use my jacket to cover it up and everything. And I couldn't call home because A, no one was home, but B, they probably won't let you anyways. Which makes absolutely no sense. Are you just gonna have this girl walking around with blood all over her clothes? And we shouldn't have to like pay for pads and tampons either. Like, they should be free, especially if you're gonna like have dispensers in the bathrooms. And another thing is when like teachers and like the staff don't like trust the kids. Like, if you say something and it goes against someone who works there, like an adult, they're immediately going to think that you're lying. Because it's mostly for substitutes and stuff. Like, we'll have subs and they're literally awful at their jobs. Like, we don't even know how they like qualified to become a substitute teacher. And they're literally trash at their jobs. They don't teach us anything. Like, we once had the sub and she stood up on the desk to scream at us to be quiet, which is like, I mean, I guess we annoyed her, but like, whatever. It wasn't like that serious. But she literally left the class for 30 minutes because she couldn't get. Because her cell phone couldn't get a signal in the class. And she left so that she could, I don't know, probably scroll on Facebook or whatever. And like, we told our teacher about it the next day, and she was like, are you sure? Like, yes, we're sure. We're not all gonna be collectively lying about someone. Or like, if you're given like a detention or a referral for something that like completely didn't even happen. And then you try telling someone about it and you're like, yeah, this didn't happen at all. And they're like, are you calling your teacher a liar? I don't think your teacher is a liar. Well, now you're calling the student a liar. Like, the student, why would the student lie? Like, unless they have a track record of lying or anything, you should trust them, you know? Especially if the teacher has a track record of lying. Like, if multiple students over the years have come up to you and told you that this teacher is a fat liar, then you should pay attention and realize that maybe the teacher is a fat liar. And another thing I hate is when teachers, like, they make you write notes, except you have to write the notes the way they want you to. It doesn't matter if the notes are actually helping you, if they're written in a way that helps the actual student, you have to write them the way the teacher has written them. Like, I remember freshman year, we had this science teacher, and she made us write these things called Cornell notes, and she always checked them, and they had to be written exactly the way she wanted them, otherwise, you wouldn't get full points for the notes. And whenever we had tests and stuff, she'd be like, okay, make sure you study your notes. Except the notes never helped me because it was literally just writing down like a word and then the definition for the word, which isn't what I would have written. I would have written the actual stuff that I thought was important, you know? Like, I would have taken notes the way I wanted to if we were allowed to. And, you know, if she still wanted to grade the notes, you know, she could say, write a whole page of notes, and like, then I'll just check that. And if it's a whole page of notes, you get full points instead of having to write it exactly the way she wanted, because those notes never helped me. I mean, I still got A's on all the tests because I'm a freaking genius, but the notes didn't help me. I had to like go back and look at the book and study myself, or just, you know, use my brain. I barely study. Another thing I think is like, not good. I don't know, but like, it's the fact that snack bar food at the school costs so much money. Because, like, if you're buying a normal lunch, I think it's like $3.50, something like that, 25 cents. I don't really know. I don't buy lunch. But, and like, you get like a lot of stuff in that meal. And I mean, some of it is nutritional, but like, whatever. That's like not a bad price. But, because if you buy something from the snack bar, it's $2 normally for like one thing. And then if you just get a meal from the actual cafeteria, it's an extra dollar and you get like three extra things, you know? And I just looked up how much crazy bread costs. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. Whatever. How much the bread costs at Little Caesar's Pizza. And it's $4.50, but it comes with eight pieces of crazy bread, and at our school, we have to pay $2 for three. I don't think that's okay. And I don't know how much one slice of pizza costs, it didn't show on the little menu thing, but we have to pay $2 for a measly little slice of cold pizza. Like, you could at least bother to warm it. Another thing that I hate is when teachers don't properly prioritize their work. Like, you know, they're always telling students you need to learn how to like prioritize your time and your work, and you need to make sure you do everything on schedule. But then, like, you'll come into class and you're expecting it to be a study day because you have a test the next day, and your teacher's like, surprise, you're watching a movie because I have a lot of work to catch up on. Like, we have a test the next day, we need to be studying, especially when it's a hard class. Like, I remember freshman year, I took Spanish, except it was Spanish 1 and 2 in the same year, so it was like going twice as fast as the other classes. And So obviously it was much harder to keep up with, and it was my first Spanish class I had ever taken because I wanted to get it done as fast as possible. And so I didn't have any prior Spanish knowledge before that, except for like the basic stuff, you know, like hola. And we had a test. So we had a test the next day, and normally before we had tests, we would spend most of the time like reviewing with our teacher and stuff. And so we sat down and we started getting our stuff out, and the teacher's like, "Oh no, you can put your stuff away." And we were like, "Oh, maybe we're gonna review in a different way." And then she turned off the lights and she started playing a movie, and she was like, "We're just gonna watch a movie today because I have a lot of papers to grade, and I need this time to grade my papers. So you guys are just gonna watch a movie today." And then I asked if the test was gonna be postponed today because this way we're missing out on a day of review. And she was like, "No, we don't have the time to do that. Don't you know this is Spanish 1 and 2? We have to go at a faster schedule. If we, the students have to go at a faster schedule, so should the teacher. Like, you should not be slacking off with your papers and grading them at, like, what's the opposite of benefit?" I was like, it's not whatever. But, like, the student's education should come first. Like, I understand your papers are great and stuff, but you can do that at home. And you can't, like, be like, "Oh, if I grade papers at home, I don't have a home life." Like, you should have thought about that when you first became a teacher, you know? Like, you can't complain about the job if you literally spent your whole life preparing yourself for this job. I just pretty much hate hypocritical teachers in general because I hate it when a teacher is like, you know, at the beginning of the year when the teacher tells you all the expectations for the students and stuff, and they're like, "I expect you to be here every single day because otherwise you're gonna fall behind, and I will be here every single day." But then that teacher's not there every single day. Like, I'm still talking about my Spanish teacher. They did the exact same thing. They were like, "Oh, you have to be here every single day, otherwise you're gonna fall behind," which I understood. I was like, okay, yeah, you know, this is like a fast-paced class. Like, I have to be here. And I was. Like, I have had perfect attendance for the last, like, 6 years. I don't know. But unimportant. But then she literally took off so many days. So, I don't know if you guys know this, but a teacher, at least here, has 13 days of paid leave every year. And for, like, a normal person who, I'm just gonna go with a minimum wage job because that's what I know. They get 3 sick days a year, I think. Yeah, it's like 3 sick days a year. And if you haven't taken a paid sick day in 3 years, it's not like you can have 9 the next year. It doesn't work that way. But for teachers, they get 13 sick days a year. And besides, their year is only a school year. Summer doesn't count for them, obviously, because they don't work during summer. Like, they don't work normal hours during summer. And they get to like pile their days together. So if they haven't taken his paid like sick leave or whatever in the last 4 years, wait, how much is there? Hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry, I had to go do the math. So if a teacher hasn't taken sick days in the last 4 years, then they have 54 sick days the next year. That's a lot of paid sick days, and it's paid leave. Okay, it's paid leave. They get paid to be gone for 54 days, basically. And I had my Spanish teacher, there is this like 1 month where she took a sick day, 2 sick days every week. And so obviously, I'm assuming she used up all 13 because she was gone more than 13 times. So I'd say she took off like 21 days throughout the whole year, but I'm not 100% sure. That's just an estimate. But she was gone a lot. Like, we didn't go 2 weeks without her being gone. You know, like, if she was there for like 2 weeks, we'd be like, "Oh, wow, like, when is she gonna be gone the next time?" You know? And so, because of that, we had a lot of subs in the class. And as I already said, like, subs, a lot of times, subs don't really like teach. You know, they just kind of watch over the class while you do your own thing. And it's supposed to be a fast-paced class, but if there are so many days that we're missing of actual education because the teacher is gone, then how we're not like still being fast-paced then. And And if you like, if the teacher has medical problems and that's why they have to be gone, that's one thing. But our teacher would tell us why she was gone. And she'd be like, "Oh yeah, today was my niece's birthday, so I took the day off." Or she'd be like, "Oh, my niece's birthday is next week, so I took the day off to buy her a present. And then next week I'm gonna be gone for her actual birthday as well." What? And then she was like, "Oh yeah, my cat went missing," which is fine. Like, if your cat or dog, your pet goes missing, or your pet passes away, you take a day off, that's perfectly fine. I understand that. But she'd be like, "Yeah, my pet went missing in the morning, and then I found him an hour later, and then I was just so distressed I took the whole day off." Well, you literally found your pet. You know what? I actually think I'm gonna end this here and then make another episode like right after about the Spanish teacher, because there is honestly so much I could say about her. So I think that's what I'm gonna do. All right, bye.